I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is the sound of going back in time. And that's what we do at this time every Sunday morning with Johnny Rabbit. Good morning, Johnny.
Thank you. Good morning. Nice to hear Chuck Berry. Today, we're going to transport you in time to a famous dining spot that is no more. Garavelli's Buffet. It was in a two-story terracotta adorned building at 3606 Olive. The nationally known Arata's Billiard Parlor was up on the second floor. That's where crowds would gather to watch pool greats such as Willie Moscone. When the players and the audience were hungry and thirsty, the food and drink came from Garavelli's, delivered by a white-jacketed waiter, and the service was quicker than DoorDash. Garavelli's Buffet opened in 1912 by Italian immigrants Ben and Charles Garavelli. 2 years later, their brother Joe opened a saloon in DeBolivar and DeGiverville in a building owned by Adolphus Bush. In a few years, Ben would open Garavelli's Bar across Grand, 3559 Olive. Both of the Olive Street Garavelli's, similar in layout, had a small stairway off the vestibule leading to a balcony on one side of the restaurant, booths along the wall overlooking the first floor. In the back, there were a couple of tables and booths and a stairway used by the waiters. Each place had a white tile floor with a steam table on one side, a bar on the other side. When you had a belly up to the bar, there was no seating, just a brass rail. Both locations had hand-painted murals on the wall behind the steam table. Garavelli's Easter Grand lasted until the 50s. The difference in design of the places were that the Garavelli's West had the bar and balcony on the right, the steam table on the left, and when you went to Garavelli's at the east side of Grand, the design was reversed. The next owner of Garavelli's Buffet were Ferdinand Baldetti and his family, and later his son Ferd and partner Jay Ray took over. The place had a very long run. It ended in 1979. Once the district in which these Garavelli's were located was called both St. Louis's second downtown and the Grand White Way Theater District. Today, that's Grand Center. Garavelli's was busy day and night, Monday through Saturday. People of all types came for home-cooked food from breakfast to after the shows let out at night at the nearby theaters like the St. Louis, now Powell Hall, the new Grand Central, now gone, the Fox Liberty, that became the Club 400, then the Lynn, and next the Sun, which it is today. There was the Missouri and the Missouri Theater Medical Building, now home of the Angad Arts Hotel, plus the tiny Midway Theater that was replaced by the Fox, also in Grand. There was the Prince's Theater, that became the Rialto, Schubert Rialto, the Schubert, the American, and Lowe's Mid-City. Oh, and the Empress was three doors from Garavelli's Buffet. The Grand and other streetcars were packed with people coming to the area to go to the show, to keep a doctor's appointment. Oh, and also to shop at that big Woolworth store across from Garavelli's. Had good fried chicken there. There was a Walgreens with a busy lunch counter in the Metropolitan Building. That's the white building that's still there at the northeast corner of Grand and Olive. Walgreens tuna salad sandwiches on toast are always good, as were the malts. There were many other dining spots, such as Harry Hillary's Flaming Pit. That was in 1956. They had moved into a spot across from the Fox that it had been Frederick's Cafe. A top spot for Cantonese cuisine was the Peach Garden next to the Empress. The Melbourne Hotel at Grand and Lindell around the corner had a cafe called the Kangaroo. It got that name in 1941 in a contest won by a St. Louis U student. There was a Pope's Cafeteria on Washington. That's now the Bistro. Among others, there was the Southern Cafeteria in the lobby of the Missouri Office Building. As a kid, I liked it until one day I discovered a worm in my bowl of string beans. I never went back. But I was always a regular at Garavelli's, or homemade hamburgers with real mashed potatoes, oxtail soup, and the best toasted ravioli ever. The secret was, after lightly deep frying them, they put them under the broiler for a short time, served them with both butter sauce and meat sauce. Oh, the chocolate eclairs were great. A main draw at Garavelli's were the people, like the St. Louis U priests and professors, doctors, radio people, including one radio station manager who was 86 to the bar, one time too many, and was never allowed back in. I won't mention his name. There was no jukebox, pinball machine, TV, or gambling at Garavelli's. They did have a radio, but there was some betting done in the back room of a magic shop a few doors west. And other places, too. Well, you can get such info if you knew the right guy. That was the paper man who used the name 16 and sold a racing form at the box in the corner outside Smith Jewelry. Like the narrator says in the last lines in the TV show, The Naked City, there are 8 million stories in The Naked City. This has been one of them. Well, there weren't 8 million stories of Garibaldi's, but there were many, and this had been some of them. Next Sunday, we'll talk about cars, trains, roads, and newspapers. That's the subject of my special presentation for Oasis at 10:30 Tuesday, October 29th, at the Center of Clayton. All right, I know our listeners are anxiously waiting for one thing, and that's to hear what Scott Jagow has to say. Well, here he is to say it.
Well, here, I have a question. Just kind of casually said that you found a worm in your food.
I did. It was a living worm, nonetheless.
Oh, my God. Mm. That's awful.
A wonderful breakfast topic.
Yeah. All right, Johnny, thanks.
Thank you.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.